And what about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
That's the clear seed.
Okay. Now just tell me, what are some beans that don't have to be shelled, which are delightful?
Snap beans.
Snap beans. Okay. Any others?
No.
Well, what about some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
Black-eyed pea. Most of everything has to be.
Okay. Well, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad.
Salad. Okay. Fine. And what do you call corn? This I know your children always like. That is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands.
Cob corn.
Cob corn. Okay. Fine. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground, and it's light brown and has darker stripes on its body?
Mole? I guess not, but I don't know that.
Well, would you ever use a term like chipmunk or
yeah,
ground squirrel?
Of course, we don't have chipmunks around here, but uh-huh. That would be, that describes it better. But I've never seen a chipmunk, but I know all about it.
Okay. But you'd call it a chipmunk rather than ground squirrel, mm-hmm. if you...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and that smells bad?
That must be a... My mind gets away from it.
I know. But would you call it a polecat or a
skunk?
Yeah,
polecat or skunk, either one.
Which would you probably?
I'd say skunk.
You'd say skunk. I remember my father, when we ran over one time, and I thought he was going to have to, I don't know what he wanted to do to the family to get rid of us.
I know.
They're terrible.
They sure are.
Well, what do you call a little creature that's about this big, that hops along the ground? And some of them live on land and some live in water.
It'd be a toad.
Okay. Now, would you call the toad anything different if he lived in the water?
Yeah. I don't know what it would be.
Okay. I still call them all. To me, they're all toads.
They're all toads.
Yeah, right. Now, what do you call the smaller variety, you know, of the toad that makes a chirping noise?
Let's see. Spring frog.
Oh, good. Now, this is another. These questions were sort of made up by men.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure if you had a husband and five children, you know probably more about it than I do. What do you call the ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
They're just worms.
Just worms, okay.
I don't know what they're called.
Well, what would you call the large worms that are used for bait? Like I say, these are men's questions. Okay, what do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Glowfly.
Glowfly? Okay, thank you. Now, what do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and real filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquito.
Well, now, besides a mosquito. Well, would you ever say anything like a snake doctor or a snake feeder?
No.
Okay. You call them, or what about a mosquito hawk?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.